All right, so hold on a minute, Max. Why don't you go fight Grandma for a sec? Just 1 second. All right, as you can see in the slide, we are dedicating baby Ian. So come on up, family. Why don't you stand right here, under your picture. There you go. I'm going to give you guys this mic so when you talk, we can hear you.
Hello.
So, first off, what we'll do is, why don't you guys in a little short bit tell us how baby Ian came to be with you guys, so that, because it's a little different than the rest of us get babies, so why don't you tell us?
Well, God gifted us with infertility. And so after we had waited a while after Ellie grew up, we were wondering when would be the right time to pursue our next baby. And I was sitting in a meeting at work, and a coworker had Ian in her lap and was talking about how he was a foster baby and had been with them for a few weeks and didn't really feel like their family was being led to adopt him, but they're looking for a family for him. And I saw him, and I'm like, well, I know we're very close to looking for a baby, so hand him on over here. I want to hold him. And I held him, and I couldn't get him out of my head for the next 2 weeks. And I have not been drawn to little boys, I will be honest, because I'm scared to death of them. So I thought they were just this foreign thing. I know, how could I be scared of this little thing? Okay, big thing. So a couple weeks later, I got the call that this family needed their spot that he was taking for a sibling of one of their kids in their home that they had already adopted. And they're wondering if the caseworker was okay with it, would we be okay with accepting him into our home for the purpose of adoption? And we thought about it and quickly said yes, and got to start visiting him. And they eventually, the first thing is we said that we didn't want a child before we got to celebrate our 5th anniversary. And we went to April, we went to Mexico to celebrate our anniversary, and he came the Monday after we got back from our anniversary. So it was a very God thing how everything came together. So.
Cool.
And he's been with us for 7 months. And adopted a week ago Saturday.
A week ago Saturday. Wow. So Ryan and Andrea have come to dedicate to God. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys a few questions, and then I'm going to ask you guys a question, and if you can answer it, you will say, we do, okay? And if you can't, I won't. So the two of you will just have to talk into that mic, along with you, Ellen. You'll have to say something, too. All right. You ready? Do you today recognize Ian as the gift of God and give thanks for God's blessing?
We do.
We do.
Do you now dedicate
Ian?
There you go. Very good. Do you now dedicate Ian to the Lord who gave him to you all, surrendering all worldly claims upon his life in hope that he will belong to God?
We do.
We do.
Do you pledge as parents and a sister that, with God's help, you will bring up Ian in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, making every reasonable effort with patience and love to build the Word of God, the character of Christ, and the joy of the Lord into his life?
We do.
And do you promise to provide, through God's blessing, for the physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual needs of Ian, looking to God for wisdom, love, and strength to serve Ian?
We do.
So if you guys would all stand. And hearing these parents' commitment to dedicate Ian to God, I would like to ask you a question. Having come freely, I ask now that you make the following commitment to those who stand before you. so that Ian may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you vow, by God's help, to be faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Ryan and Andrea be faithful to God, and to help teach and train Ian in the ways of the Lord, so that he might one day trust in him as Savior and Lord. If you accept this responsibility, please respond by saying, we do.
We do.
We do. Awesome. He would give me Ian here, hopefully. Oh, and I'll go to the chiropractor afterwards. What's that?
Said we have a number for
a good. Oh, good. If you all just put your hand forward, and we're going to pray over Ian. Dear God, we as a community give you Ian, and we ask that you would protect him, that you would protect his parents. Lord, we ask for Ryan and Andrea that you would give them rest and wisdom. And for Ian, Lord, we pray that he grows in the knowledge of you and a love for you, and that as we watch him, Lord, we ask that he would become a man who challenges us to know more about who you are and challenges us to have an earnest love for you. And we ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Whoa. Thank you, guys.